This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scravey, currently down in the dugout.
I need to get in shape, Tony.
Yeah, no, it was a work. We had to work, come from down out of the press booth. Scravey's coming from the loft, so it took him a little bit of time to get here.
I had to jump fences.
Are you dry?
No.
No, you're not dry.
Are you
you're
kidding me?
It's definitely spicy down here. They got the...
Oh, we have our camera right here, Tony.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Hi, guys. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is a... This I don't know. You guys can't see it, but they now have, like, shade. Right, that wasn't always there. It used to just burn up here. Like there would be,
I know, I noticed that.
No sun protection at all. Nice new addition to the Padres dugout. Not sure that the visiting side has this though.
No, probably not. Probably not.
We're currently waiting on Manny to come out and have this conversation with us. He has obviously had a terrific season. He will be the all-star starter for the Padres. In the ATL coming up this next week. And so should be fun. Should be fun. Get a chance to kind of get his thoughts on the number 2,000. I mean, 350 earlier this year.
It's a big milestone
year, man,
for him.
He's starting to cement himself as, you know, he's on the HOF track right now. And so I'm very interested and intrigued on talking to him about it a little bit and seeing – you know, kind of seeing kind of how he's feeling about it. This isn't something that he talks often about. It's not something that I think is at the forefront of his mind, but often, am I going around here? But often, thank you. You know, we're talking about it for him. So it'd be interesting to see how he feels about this situation.
There's Sammy left right there.
Yeah, he popped into the camera.
Yeah, we're a little distracted because there's a lot going on down here.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to redirect somebody like that every time. This is kind of a free
I'm just gonna go
free walkway here.
Stop. Yeah. And see what happens. Like, Gavin Sheets comes walking out here, 6'4", 240 pounds. He's just going to walk right through me.
As he should. I don't think you should stop him, nor should I.
You know, when we get Manny...
For the record, the reason why I'm dressed like this today is because I'm actually working TV with Donald today. I call him Donald. That's kind of my thing. Don Orsillo and I will be doing TV today and Sunday. Saturday, I'll be back on the radio side with Jesse.
They got you working.
Because it's a nationally televised game. It's a
Fox game.
Fox game. We are about to have
one
Mr.
second,
Machado
everybody.
Here in a second. But yeah, this is kind of where we are right now.
I mean, does it feel like home down here, Tony, in
no.
the dugout?
I feel like a
fish out of water.
A visitor here.
A visitor.
Yeah, this
is what the heck.
This isn't my normal spot.
Oh, but I'm with you, bro.
So, thank you so much for joining our show. If you want to come right here, and we got this for you. Just let me know if you need any headphone adjustment. But there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Manny Machado has joined the show. Manny, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
I guess we got to start with the most important part. I mean, you reached a pretty big milestone. Hit 2,000. You had 2,004 now. You hit 350 early in the year. I mean, at what point in the off season, at what point at all does this start to become something that you're actually thinking about? Because, I mean, that's a lot of hits, man. You ain't thinking about that from the beginning.
I knew the 3,000 was coming. I mean, I knew both of them going into the season where I was at, how many I was missing to get to those milestones. But thinking about it, I mean, right to, like, when you got two hits left. I'm not gonna lie, I've been searching for those two hits for a while. And, man, I said it earlier this week. I mean, it's really hard to get a hit in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that just looking for those two hits, you know, I mean, the ones before have come. I mean, I hit three yesterday. That was, you know, kind of just came. But when you're searching for it, when you want to hit those two hits, man, it's really hard. But you know, finally you get it, and it's kind of like, all right, let's go. Now it's kind of let's get it past it and enjoy it.
Did it weigh on you as you got closer? I mean, you started about what, 100 away when you came into 100. The season. Did it weigh on you as you started to get closer?
No. Not really. I think when it got really close, I think when it kind of started thinking about it, the last couple, you know. And then it didn't help that I kind of got into a little funk going into, you know, Cincinnati and Philadelphia. I'm like, man, those are the two places
you want to
get hot. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to these two places, get a few homers, get a few knocks, you know, hopefully, you know, get it done on the road. And then, you know, you go to Cincy, we get almost no hit by Nick. And then that whole road trip kind of just went to spiral, and I couldn't really get it. But you know what? I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of felt good to do it in front of the home crowd and get the standing ovation and do it in front of the people that support you every single day. So I think that it kind of worked out even better.
Talking to Manny Machado here on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday. And one of the things I love about you is that you love the game and the history of the game and the history behind the stats and all that stuff. And do you ever get to stop and think about 40 years from now, 30, 40 years from now? I know I'm going to be telling my unborn grandchildren that I'm sitting here interviewing you right now because I think you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. But do you ever give yourself the ability to stop and think about how you're going to be remembered?
Not really, honestly. Not really. I love living in the moment. I you know, people ask me, you know, how's it feel to hit 2,000 hits? Were you even thinking about that? Like, and honestly, like, I kind of don't even want to reflect on it yet. I think I kind of want to wait for that and kind of look back and, like, really realize, you know, how cool all of this is. I kind of just, I mean, that's how I live life, you know. I like living in the moment. I just enjoy every single day I come. Today's a brand new day, you know, put yesterday in the past and enjoy what's today going to bring us, right? And, you know, I kind of just try to live by that way. But hopefully, yeah, one day I definitely want to look back. I know they're pretty cool numbers. They're pretty cool things I've been doing so far. But I kind of just want to keep living in the moment for a little bit more.
How long can you see yourself playing in your 40s?
I mean, I got no choice. I got no choice.
Deeper but, into your 40s. Can you see yourself?
I mean, how this game is going, probably not. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to, I mean, look, there's two sides of things, right? There's obviously I'm going to be a little bit older. The game's going to be younger. The game's probably going to be faster. I mean, when I came up 10 years ago, I mean, it was average. You had two guys in the bullpen throwing 96.
Right.
I mean, you have two guys throwing 96 now, and everybody else is throwing harder than that.
Right.
You know? Right. That's the lowest now at this point. So is the game going to be at that level when I'm in the 40s? Who knows? But on the flip side of that, I mean, there's going to be technology. There's going to be stuff that you can do a lot better to take care of your body a lot better. Yeah. You know, you're going to be able to recover faster. And I think, you know, me knowing myself, I'm probably going to be ahead of that curve on you know, trying to take care of my body as best as I can.
Talking to Manny Machado here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. And I want to know, because you hit number 2,000 was a hard hit single. Number 2,001, a homer. Would you have switched those in your mind? Or are you happy with how it played out?
No, I think I'm good how it played out. I think it's better kind of just to have that moment for yourself and kind of just say, man, I would have preferred a double, honestly.
Okay.
I would have preferred a double than a single. But even before that, I was even telling Bogey, I walked out, I'm like, man, I think I'm going to butt. I think I'm going to butt one, you know, just to kind of get a little closer that to that 2000.
That would have been memorable if you would have bunted your 2000 hit. Let me ask you, because you obviously knew, you talked about earlier, you coming in 100 short. Did that help you, like, lock in early in the season? Typically, you're a little bit of a slower start, yeah. But from the get-go, you've been the same guy all season long.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. I think I kind of started – when the season started, I didn't even have that number in it, and then I kind of got hot and started hitting two, three hits, four hits here and there. Got really hot at one point, and that number started creeping up, and I was like, man, you look up and you're May, and you're like, man, you're only like 20, 30 away. Like, this is a possibility you can get it even before your birthday. So that kind of got pretty cool. And I was trying to reach it before my birthday. Obviously, it didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, that number was. I think as the season got on, I think it got a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, yeah. As you know, we've been rolling along in this season, and you've reached these milestones. And we turn to the rest of the season. As you guys turn to the second half, what are some of the things you think the ball club has got to improve on in order to get where you guys are trying to go?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I think, you know, you can't just be like, we're good at one thing, we're not in the other. No, I think we got to improve. There's room for improvement in all aspects of our game. Our best bullpen is our best bullpen right now. It's our best bullet. I think there's room for improvement there as well. Obviously, our offense hasn't really been performing as the last 2 months as we started off. But, you know, we've had a pretty good record here in the second half as of late. So, and we know we've been underperforming a little bit as a group, as a team.
Yeah.
But I know we got a lot left in the tank. There's always, you know, I always talk about the roller coaster, and this is a roller coaster. And
it always is.
We got that bad part out of the way early, which is a good thing. And, you know, hopefully the second half, you know, we're better. But, yeah, there's a lot of room improvement for a lot of things as a ball club. If you think if we want to ultimately, you know, reach our goal, which is winning a championship, you know, we got to be great at all aspects of our game.
Talking to Manny Machado here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan, and you're facing some good pitching with the Phillies this weekend. Now, I always ask Tony these questions, so now I get to ask another professional baseball player, but how do you prepare going into a series knowing that you're going to be facing three guys that are really good?
Yeah, three Cy Young guys.
Yeah.
Really good ball club over there. But, you know, Schulte talks about this all the time. It's we want to win a championship. We just talked about these are the guys you're gonna be facing.
Yeah.
These are the guys you gotta beat. So, you know, how we prepare for them. I think it's a good thing about it. We faced them, you know, maybe a week ago or so. So we kind of, you know, it's kind of fresh in our memory. Their bullpen, their guys, how they kind of attacked us. But you know, just video, man. You know, you kind of have some history with some of these guys. I got to go do some more research on Wheeler for tomorrow because, I mean, I can't figure him out. You
everybody
know?
Can do some research on him. It ain't just you, dog. That's a great point. And you brought up earlier about how velocities change and pitchers have gotten better. Yet you've had the same swing from the very moment you got to the league. Why has it that your particular swing has played through the changes and everything that's happened? You've been able to kind of stay the same. Why is that?
I mean, I think I kind of see. I had three swings. I mean, I learned this from a young age, and it was always you know, having multiple different swings, right? You know, different occasions. Lefties that stand on the opposite side, sinker ballers.
Yeah.
You know, obviously now it's a lot of induced and sweepers. So I kind of learned that in 2020 when I kind of, you know, I had a lot of wag on my swing on my bat. So I was kind of inconsistent with, you know, bat to barrel. And then, you know, when I got here, they kind of told me like, hey, like let's kind of change that. Let's kind of like slow it down. You can stay with your timing. That's more of a timing thing for me, but let's improve it, you know? And I think that improved my, you know, contact, being more consistent with barrels,
yeah.
It helped me lay off a lot more pitches. My walks went up a little bit more. But just kind of having different swings, you know, I mean, I think, you know, people who kind of just stuck like, all right, this is what I work. I mean, it's 600 at bats,
right.
You know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
it's you know, offers, it's different guys, different angles. Now it's sweep, this, that. There's so many different things. So I think you kind of you can't just have one.
Swing, yeah.
You know, I kind of vary with my stance. I vary with my hands, move them up and down. You know, it's just kind of what your body's feeling. You might have slept on the bed the wrong way. You know, we were in on a plane for 6 hours, or, you know, for that one day, we're in a plane for 12 hours. You know? So, like, you know, your body's not going to feel the same the next day. So how are you going to make that adjustment? So I think I've been lucky that I have different, and I know how to adapt to those three or four different styles of my swing that it's helped me, you know, be a little bit more consistent.
No doubt. Well, Manny, you've been fabulous to watch, man, all season long. We certainly are behind you guys as you guys get ready for the second half. Good luck the rest of the way. Good luck in this next three-game set. It's going to be a tough one for everybody.
Yes, it will. Thank
you. As always,
appreciate
brother.
Yep.
Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
Manny Machado there. We're going to step away, get the break. When we return, more Gwen and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Back here in the loft, everyone. If you just missed it, we interviewed Manny Machado from the dugout. I had to run up the stairs. The Phillies were throwing in left field, and I couldn't get the elevator to work, so I was running around like crazy on the field, and all the Phillies pitchers were just like staring at me like, who's this crazy person running around the field with a bunch of luggage? But thank you so much to Manny Machado for joining us, and thank you to Darren Feeney, Craig Huener for getting Manny Machado on the show for us today. Well, we're going to have that again at 5 p.m. for everyone. If you missed it and you're just tuning in, I'm trying to catch my breath right now, so give me 1 second, but that was something that I'm not going to forget. And these are the things that make this job worth it. I'm just going to be honest. Like, there are days where This job is tough. There are days where I don't want to be. I mean, that's not true. I do want to be at the job, but there are days where my mind's not there. But days like today make it all worth it. And Manny Machado joining us after his 2,000th hit is something I never thought would happen. I'm looking on the chat right now, and people are asking, like, why didn't Manny dap Scraby up? And it's probably because I didn't go for the dap up. I went for the handshake, and he gave me a handshake. But Tony gets the dap because Tony sees him every single day. Manny Machado is not like, he's not a guy who, he's a guy who is very open and stuff with people he knows. And then since I was with Tony, by association, he knows me. So anyway, I'm not mad that Manny Machado didn't dap me up. I think I'm okay. I got a good handshake. I also saw something funny on the chat that from Saturated Fats, Scraby patted the seat when he told him where to sit, which I did think was kind of funny. All right. So that was Manny Machado. We're going to have the countdown coming up here at 3:40. And our countdown today is going to be top five things we're looking to do over the All-Star break. Now, Tony has a lot more time to do stuff over the All-Star break. Chris and I are going to be in studio all next week, and so we're going to be working. But there are a few things I'm looking forward to. And, you know, with no Padres baseball on, there's stuff at night I could do now instead of watching the game. And so I'm going to take advantage of that, and we're going to have that in the countdown coming up here at 3:40. But we're also going to talk to or hear from Mike Schilt, who was on with Ben and Woods this morning. We're going to hear from him a little bit earlier. And as you can tell, I need to get in better shape because I am struggling right now. So what I'm going to do is go to the break, and then when we get back, I'm going to recap a little bit about the biggest news of the day, and then we're going to go into our countdown, which is the top five things we're looking to do over the All-Star break. So stick around. A lot more Gwynn and Chris on the way. I'm in the loft at Petco Park. Thanks for listening on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here in the loft, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. This is Gwynn and Chris, and I am better now, everybody. I can breathe. I'm not sweating anymore. Things are going to be okay. And we're going to have the countdown here shortly. But I just think that people need to, and I'm not saying that people aren't doing this, but fans really need to appreciate what is happening right now with Manny Machado and the history that he's making. Because think about it. He chose San Diego in free agency. He came here. He wanted to be here. And then he chose to get an extension that would put him in a Padres uniform for the rest of his career. And I think that is a huge thing for San Diego and for San Diego Padres fans, because for the longest time it was never like that. Guys didn't want to come here because they, you know, the Padres weren't willing to either open the checkbook or because the team wasn't very good. But, you know, people don't like Eric Hosmer, but Eric Hosmer was the one who started all of this. And he came to San Diego before any big free agent did. And he brought one of his good friends, Manny, and then everything else followed. And guys want to play here. Guys, this stadium is just alive every single night. And I think that makes it easy for these guys to choose the Padres in free agency, not even if they're offering a ton of money. But I think that with what Manny Machado is doing and the history that the Padres have with Tony Gwynn having over 3,000 hits and Manny Machado, you know, having a chance to get 3,000 hits in a Padres uniform, I think that's pretty special. And again, I'm not saying that people aren't realizing that, but I think on a day-to-day basis, when you stop and you take a look around at what's going on with the Padres, I think when you realize that this is something special and this is something that we will talk about in the future, like this time in Padres history, I think that we need to live in the moment a little bit more. And I'm talking for myself, too. I can't get too worked up about every single game. I have to get, you know, stay on the path of the season. The season-long struggle it is for baseball teams to win a lot of games. And with the All-Star break coming up, I think that's going to be like a perfect break for everyone to kind of forget about things for a second. And then when they take the field on Friday in Washington, then the second half is on. And the second half is where they did their damage last year. And I know this team is different. I know this team's not the same as last year, but they still have the same manager. They still have the same core pieces. And I think that that's something that we need to pay attention to. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where this team could go in the second half. Now, are they going to have hard work? Yeah, it's going to need hard work to get to the playoffs. Are they going to need to play more consistent baseball? Yeah, they're going to need to play more consistent baseball. Are they going to need to hit more? Absolutely, they're going to need to hit more. They just, right now, they're stuck in the middle of the season, and they're keeping themselves afloat. And we've talked about this a couple times this week, is that keeping you or yourself afloat is really the way to go in the middle of a season. Not every single team is going to be the Dodgers or the Phillies. Not every single team is going to have a season where it's going to just, everything's going to go right for them. Look at the Dodgers. They lost six in a row. They lost two series in a row. They lost a series to the Astros at home. So I know that things have been a little bit frustrating this year. And I know that things have been not what we wanted this year so far. But I'm happy with where it's at right now. They're still in a playoff spot, or they're still in contention for a playoff spot, and they have a lot of games to go. A lot of games to go. So this season's not lost. As much as people tell me it is, or some people tell me it is, it's not lost. The season is still well within reach. And when these guys, they have a team full of guys that when the lights go on, when the bright lights go on, they perform. And with Fernando starting to make his way back, he had his dad come into town and work with him on his hitting. And last night he hit a home run, and he almost had a second home run, but he got it robbed. You know, this team is moving in the right direction. So I am excited about that. And I might be living in a little bit of a high right now of interviewing Manny Machado, but Manny Machado is the guy who everybody needs the credit for where the Padres are at right now. People look at him. Guys in the clubhouse look at him for guidance. He's the leader of this team. And you could see it. You could see over time with Manny being here that he has become more willing to become a leader, a vocal leader, an out front leader. And that's what he's done. And the rest of the team follows him in that. So we have the countdown coming up in just a second. We also are going to do the Big Five at 4:40. Again, if you missed Manny Machado, we're going to be replaying that interview at 5 p.m. And then Sammy Lev is going to take over at 5:40 for the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show right here on 97.3 The Fan starting at 5:40. Before we go to traffic, I want to thank my guy Christian, who is walking around here somewhere. He was listening to the show, and he works with the Padres, and he brought me a water. So Christian is the man. Christian's the man for bringing me a water. He was listening, saw I was in need, and came and helped me. So I appreciate you, Christian. I hope you're still listening. All right, this is Gwen and Chris. We're going to have the countdown right after we take a check at our traffic.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Tony, the All-Star break is coming up, and you're going to be taking some much-needed time off. So our topic today is going to be top five things you're looking to do over the All-Star break. And we'll get into that in just a second. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spirocuisine.com. You're up first, Tony. What's your number five?
Nothing. Number five. We'll start with nothing. I am looking forward to doing nothing starting on Monday. It's been a long time since I've been able to do nothing. Typically, even when there's off day, I'm here with you guys.
Yeah.
And so, yes, doing nothing will be fun. But that will only last for increments in time being around my house. And so that's why it's only number five. I would love for it to be number one. But I know that that's not going to actually happen.
I mean, you're a guy who does something every single day. Sometimes nothing is great, and then you're like, what do I do?
I don't disagree with you. I don't say, what do you do? I know exactly what to do, and that's nothing.
Okay.
But that's number five on my list.
All right. My number five is I will be working next week, but it's not going to be with Padres in mind. So it's going to be a little bit easier, I guess, because there's not so many time constraints and certain things that we have to do, recording before the show,
really?
Things of that nature.
Really?
What?
It's going to be easier.
For me, because we don't have to record before the show. I don't have to put the videos together. All of that stuff. Why are you so upset with that?
I'm not upset with it. I can't wait to check in with you after Monday and say how easy it was without the Padres stuff.
So when we talk to each other for the first time, we'd be like, how was your week? I'll be like, man, it was so stressful.
No, not that it was stressful. It was a lot. I mean, typically, we get we record, so you're not boom, 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 boom on the show, so you get a little break in there at times.
Now I'm getting a little anxiety about next week because I have 4 5-hour days in a row with the Scraby Show. All right, Tony, what's your number four?
Number four on my list is I actually am looking forward to watching the All-Star game.
Okay.
I am excited that we have moved back to the uniforms of the teams. The Padres, when Manny Machado comes out on the starting lineup, he'll have his white his white with the brown pinstripe uniform on. And I can't tell you how happy I am after watching the teams look exactly alike over the last couple of years. It wasn't it. It's representative of your city and the organization you play with. You couldn't tell who was who. You couldn't tell.
You mean you didn't like the black and blue uniforms that they, and the orange and blue or black, whatever they wore?
Wasn't a fan at all. So I'm looking forward to the All-Star game in part because of that. I want to see what these teams look like in uniform again. It's going to be fun.
My number four, since we don't have to do recording, I'm going to go for a hike. two of the 4 days before. Righteous. I mean, a hike is maybe ambitious, but I'm going to go for
it. Why is it ambitious?
I'm going to go for a trail walk. Because okay. when I say hike, I think you mean like 5 miles or something like that. No, I'm just going to do like a quick 2.5 mile loop 2 times next week because I need to get myself in shape. That's what's going on over here. Tony, what's your number three?
Is that what's going on over here? Is that what it is?
Well, when I was running around the stadium earlier and I was sweating like a pig, I was like, okay, you need to lose weight.
Well, first of all, you're sweating like a pig because it's hot outside.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
So there's
that. I mean, I would be sweating more until SD Fat Loss came around, and then they helped me a little bit with my sweating.
There you go. All right. Where are we at? Number three?
Number three.
Number three on my list. Way back in March, my middle daughter, Jordan, had a birthday.
Hmm.
I was in spring training, and they had a bunch of, like, soccer tournaments, so we really didn't get to celebrate it. We will be celebrating it, I think it's Wednesday.
Okay.
Celebrating her 16th birthday. She is now the driver number two.
Dang.
Which is, it's been nice. It's been nice to, she's been getting... Been able to take herself places that I don't have to drive anymore.
That is nice.
But, you know, mom is very nervous about her getting out and driving, so she can only go so far. But okay. Nonetheless, we will be celebrating her 16th birthday a few months later.
That's awesome. When I had my 16th birthday, I got my driver's license same day, and my mom was immediately making me do errands for her. She was like, go pick up your brother. Go pick up your sister. Go here. Go to the grocery store. Go there. And I was like, yes, please. I want to do whatever I can to get in that car and
get out of
drive
here.
Around.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
My number three is I'm going to play a little bit more video games because there's no Padres game on to watch. So I'm going to, you know, play Modern Warfare, maybe a little bit more MLB The Show. My March to October is getting there. Xander Bogaerts in March to October is hitting 350. So that's what I'm going to do, video games. What's your number two? Let me reset. Number two thing that you are looking forward to doing over the All-Star break?
Sleeping. Numbers two is sleeping. I get good amount of sleep on the road, but this last little run where we've been at home, and it's been nice, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
It's been nice to not have to pack up a bag and get ready to leave, but I could use some shut-eye.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at home, you have to still do all the dad things.
You know, especially now, my wife is not in town right now, so it's me holding it down with the three.
Dang.
Three of the kids, and everybody's alive, and, you know, no, I'm joking. I got to make sure that, you know, they're getting up, because it's not, these kids will sleep all day.
That's
all
crazy.
Day, all day. And, you know, with the exception of Trey, who's still growing.
Yes.
The other ones, you know, they're already, I think they hit the, they don't need to keep sleeping all day long.
They
got stuff to do around the house.
It was a curse for my parents because I have always woken up 6 a.m., 6:30. It doesn't matter. I've never slept in. I was always jealous of the people that could sleep past like 8 a.m. It's ridiculous.
I'll take it 8 a.m., boy. That's nice.
Well, yeah. Yeah, especially when you're on dad duty. 8 a.m. is like 2 p.m.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. My number two is I'm going to spend some more time playing with Lucky. I think I've been ignoring him a little bit these days. I've been a little stressed with things going on, so I'm going to hang out with Lucky a little bit more. All right, Tony, what is your number one thing you're looking forward to over the All-Star break?
The number one thing I'm looking forward to over the break, I remember I told you earlier that I would love for the number five to be number one, which is do nothing.
Do nothing,
The reason why five can't be number one is because this beautiful young lady I have, my wife.
Oh,
will be consuming all of the rest of that time. And so I plan on taking her to a few dinners, a few movies. She loves to go to the movies. I don't know what's out there. She's kind of a horror movie person. I'm not a horror movie person. So we fight a little bit about, because I don't want to be in a movie theater jumping around. Like, I just want to like enjoy the flick.
Do you like rom-coms?
I do like rom-coms.
I've heard The Materialist is very good.
Huh.
With Pedro Pascal, Dakota Johnson, and one of the Hemsworth brothers, I believe.
All right.
All right.
I don't know if I want to see that.
You're not into that one, huh?
I'm sure that sounds like one she's going to pick, so I probably will end up seeing it.
I can't even remember the last time I saw a movie in a theater.
Nah, but that's, probably get a couple dinners, go to a couple of movies.
Do some quality husband-wife time.
Absolutely.
All right. My number one is I'm excited for the All-Star festivities. I like the Home Run Derby. I like the All-Star game. I want to see what the Padres do, and it's going to be fun to see, what is it, four Padres at the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Four Padres at the All-Star game, one of them starting.
Suarez, Adam, Machado. Who is the new one? Just add it.
Why am I forgetting?
It's going to come to me. It's going to come to me.
This is bad.
It's a reliever.
This is bad. Why am I forgetting this right now? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let me see. I'm going to Google this real quick. This is really bad. Padres All-Stars. Oh, Fernando. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
How did I forget that?
So, that's right. That's right. I don't know. Suarez was the one that was added.
Yeah. All right. So, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what Tony and I are looking forward to over the All-Star break. That was the countdown. When we get back, more Gwen and Chris. Yes, more Gwen and Chris right now, everybody. Thank you to Tony for doing the countdown. He'll be back for the Big Five here in about an hour or so, a little bit less than an hour. So right now, though, I just read this AJ Cassville article, and we were talking a little bit in the dugout about this sort of thing. Not AJ Cassville and I, but Tony and I. But Michael King is making huge, huge, huge strides coming back to the team and to the rotation. And the latest news on Michael King is that he went through a full bullpen yesterday, and he's really confident that he's going to make it back in August. And so that's kind of what we said a few weeks ago when we were thinking about him building back up. But I do think that Michael King, when he gets back to the rotation, it's just going to change everything, because now you got three aces at the top. You got your Michael King, you got Yu Darvish, and I guess I can't really put Dylan Cease in the ace role right now, but it extends the rotation, and that's a big deal for this team, because they're not going to have these spot starts. We haven't really seen too many bullpen games this year, but they're not going to have any bullpen games. They'll be able to go to their starters and hopefully help out the bullpen a little bit more, because we've seen the bullpen been used a ton this year, and so they're going to need to dial back a little bit on how frequently they use the bullpen. And media was actually, they pointed out to Michael King that his bobblehead night is August 20th. And then King said that it, or media said that it would be a good day to return on your bobblehead night. And he gave a skeptical look to the media, and he offered the first hint of a potential target date. He said, quote, "It'll be well before that. That would not be a good one." So he feels pretty good. Like, I don't think that Michael King would come out and say all these things if he wasn't feeling as good as he is. And we heard from him in the clubhouse the other day, and it was more like he doesn't need to worry about soft tissue stuff. He doesn't need to worry about shoulder stuff, because it was a nerve impingement. And so it's not like there was something structurally wrong with his shoulder. Hey, listen to me. I sound like a surgeon right now. But there's not like anything structurally wrong with his shoulder. So he doesn't have to worry about, like, am I going to re-injure myself? He just has to worry about getting that nerve to allow him to throw without any pain. And it sounds like that's what's happening. I guess it's called the thoracic nerve. Is firing. They keep saying firing, which I think is really, really funny. But he's taking an aggressive approach to his rehab, and he hasn't pitched since late May. And so he wants it to be where he's ready to go when he comes back. It's pain-free. And then they're going to increase his strength throughout the next couple weeks. And then they're going to, I don't know, if they'll probably have him do some rehab starts down in, you know, low or Lake Elsinore, maybe even AAA, but he'll be back before we know it. And hey, I know he's missed a lot of this year. I know that he has not been there, but it will sure be good to have him back when he's ready to go, because this rotation needs it. And as I said, this bullpen needs it. Jason Adam has appeared in an incredible amount of games. 45 games. Also, Adrian Morejone has appeared in a lot of games. Jeremiah Estrada has appeared in a lot of games. And I don't see that being sustainable down the stretch. I just don't see a bullpen being able to be used over 100 times in a year, maybe 90 to 100 times in a year, and then have enough gas for the postseason. Jason Adam has 46 games this year. Adrian Morejon has 45 games this year. Jeremiah Estrada, 44 games. Robert Suarez, 42 games. And Wandy Peralta, 40 games. So those five guys right there, excuse me, they've pitched a lot this year. A lot. Like, Jason Adam almost pitched half of the games so far this year. That is incredible. Like, that doesn't seem sustainable to me whatsoever. So having Michael King back, having him in the rotation, is going to go a long way for this team. All right, I'm Matt Scraby. This is Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. When we get back, we are going to play a little bit of Padres trivia, just like we did earlier in the week. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. Get in line. That's what's up next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.